Yom Yerushalmi corresponding to Yom Bavli, Daf Samach Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Dalad Amud Alef at the first Mishnah. That's Halacha Dalad. The Kebesh, Hoy Oisin Loim Mitmenei HaBavliim, Shai Metalshin Vesawai, Goyimim Loi, Torbut Se, Torbut Se. They made a ramp for the Meshaleach due to the Bavliim, the Babylonians, who would pull on the goat and detach hair and say to him, take it and leave, take it and leave, means to hasten removal of the sins of Yisrael. Biku Yerushalayim Hayim Alav Noisoy Ad Sukha Rishoyna, Yud Sukha Yis Mishalayim Ad Suk, Tishim Ris, Shiva Mech Salach Omil, Al Kol Sukha Vesukha Oymim Loi Harei Mozen Harei Mayim. The esteemed people of Yerushalayim would accompany him until the first hut. There were 10 huts from Yerushalayim until the Suk, the cliff. The distance was 90 ris. There are 7.5 ris in a mil, which is about a kilometer. At every hut, they told him, there is food, there is water. They accompany him from hut to hut, except for the last one. And yet he, the means the accompanier himself, does not reach the suk, rather he stands afar and sees the Meshaleach's actions. The Gemara says, Istanatani Kevesh Gufoy Istanatani Kevesh Mamash. The Gemara says, some teach that they were Kevesh, means they hid Meshaleach himself, and some teach that they made an actual Kevesh, an actual ramp. Amar B'chir by Yosef Alexandrian, Ayoimin El Masayatim Taylan Esat Alkola, Bonu, we should say. B'chir by Yosef said, those who put on the goat were Alexandrian. They said, how long do you attribute the ruin to us? Means the sins are removed only when the goat is taken. Or alternatively, Bechir, who was from Bavel, complained why the Chacham called them Bavim since they were not from Bavel. Yikir Yerushalayim Hayim Alav Noisoy Ad Sukha Rishon, the Mishnah said that the esteemed people of Yerushalayim would accompany him until the first hut. Tani, Esa Sukha Yis Pesach Shneim Asar Mil, Div Rav Meir, Rav Yadayim, Esa Sukha Yis Pesach Asar Mil. Rav Meir said in the Baita, there were 10 huts in 12 mil. Vida says there were 10 huts in 10 mil. There were 5 huts in 10 mil, and all of the accompaniers were through an Eruv. And so said to me, my son Eliezer, I can make them only 2 huts through an Eruv. It means the huts are 4 mil and 8 mil from Yerushalayim. Through an Eruv, an accompanier can go 2 mil from Yerushalayim or 2 mil from a hut in one direction. At every hut they tell him, there is food, there is water, to invigorate his strength. How does this help? Because the Yitzhara desires only what is forbidden to it. Saying that he may eat and drink removes the hunger and thirst.
This
is like Rabbi Mana, who went on Yom Kippur to visit B'chagai, who was weak. B'chagai said, I'm thirsty, and he told him, drink. He left him and returned later, and he said, what happened to your thirst? And he said, well, from when you permitted to me, it went away. Abba told the following story, that there was a man who was going in the market on Yom Kippur and his daughter was with him. His daughter said, Father, I'm thirsty, and he told her, wait a bit. She said, Father, I'm thirsty, and he told her, wait a bit, and she died. Abi Acha kad mefane musfa haba ama kaimihain achinan man de isle mainik yevil begine. Rabbi Acha finished Musaf on Yom Kippur, and he told the Sibyl, my brethren, one who has a child at home, go home for him to feed him, lest there be danger. We come on to the next Mishnah, Halacha Hei. V'maya Oise, Cholak Lashim Shal Zahiris, Chatziv, Koshar, Basela, V'chatziv, Koshar, Bitmin Karnav. What did the Meshalech do at the Sukk? He divided the red strip and tied half to a rock, and half he tied between the goat's horns.
Rabbi
He pushed it backwards, meaning to fall down the mountain. It rolled and descended and didn't reach half, didn't fall down half the mountain before it was torn into many pieces. He came and sat under the last sukkah until dark. Ham didn't permit him to return further, even though he was permitted to leave the tchum. Where is he metameh begadim? It's after he leaves the wall of Yerushalayim. Rishon says it's from when he pushes it to the tzuk. The Gemara says, "Boishonah yikoshin loisay lechran lefem yeshmen shayim albin yeshmen shayim adim vayim mispaishim elu meelu chaz v'koshu loisay bepischa shel heichal." Initially, all used to tie a red strip to their windows. Some would whiten and some wouldn't, and they would in fact redden. Those whose strips reddened were ashamed in front of the others. They retracted and tied only on the opening of the heichal. Yesh shonim shayim albin mishonim shayim adim shayim adim. There were years when in which it whitened and years in which it reddened, and people were sad the entire year. It retracted and tied only on the rock. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudches, come now, let us debate, etc. Tanya Blezer Oime, Imahoyu, Imu Chatoichin Kashonim, Kaben Shamayim Ba'oret, Kasher Gabinu, Yois Mekam, Kasemiyu. We have a Baisa. Reb Lezer says, even if your sins will be distant like Shonim between Shemayim Ba'aretz, which is a 500-year journey, they will whiten like snow. If they're more than this, they will be like wool, means they're dimmer white. He holds that one must always see his sins in front of him and confess them, as in the Pasuk, Chatasi Negdi Tomid. Rishua Ime, Im Yiyu Chatoichim Kashonim, Kashanei Ovis Rishonim, Kasher Gabinu, Im Yadim Katoila, Kasemeyu. Rishua says that if your sins will be like the years of the first two Avos, Avraham Yitzchak, who lived to be 175 and 180, in all 365, like the days of the year, they will whiten like snow. If they'll be red, like red dye, he will confess them past this, means also in future years. They will be like wool, means he holds that one should confess them only once. And Rav Yehuda bar Pazi, Imyu, Chatoichem, Kashanim, Hashelek, Yabinu, Barishona, Im Yadim, Katoila, Kisemiyu, Kashanim. Yehuda bar Pazi says that your sins will be like Kashanim. They will whiten like snow the first time he sins. If they'll be red like red dye, they'll be like warm. And the second time, if he repeats his sins, the kapar will be weaker. Rabbanan Amrin, Bezman Shavan Oisov, Shal Adam, Kafishanav, Kasheleg, Yabinu, Yosef Mekan, Kasemeyu. Rabbanan say that when a person's sins are normal according to his years, means youth sin with Arias and elders get drunk, it will be like snow. If not, they will be like wool. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halachavav. Barley, Edsel, Apar, Edsel, Seir, Hanisothim, Korum, Baitius, and Mariam, Nosnam, Bamegis, Victirum, Algaria, Mizveach, Kalam, Makalais, Baitium, Leveis, Hasreifa. Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol came to the Par and the Seir, Hanisothim. He tore them and removed their Imurim, their inner fats. He put them in a bowl, into a klisharis, and burned them on the Mizveach. He intertwined them on poles and took them out to the base of Sefer. From when are they matam begadim? It's from when they leave the wall of the Azorah. Rav Shimon says it's from the, when the majority catches fire. The Gemara says, Bale etzel paroi, b'chule, anantaninan, bale etzel apar, b'etzel seir, hanisrofim, istanitani, bale koin godol, likris. The Gemara says, the Amish just said that he came to his power. We taught that after sending the goat, he comes to the power and the seir, hanisrofim. Some teach that he comes to read the Torah. Amar Bichananya, Kor Masayel Lemasnisan, Mashalech Esayel La'azazel Yichabes Begadav, Ma'ak Siv Basrei, Eretapar Chatas V'Sir HaChatas. Chananya said that there's a Pasuk that supports our Mishnah. Pasuk says in Vayikra Tev Zayim Pasuk Chavav, and the one who sends the Seir to the Azazel will clean his clothes. And what does it say after that? And the Par HaChatas and the Seir HaChatas. He'll need to take them outside to burn them. Amar Bimana, Ba'afilu, Shisekein, Kahein de Taninan, Tanya, Bray, Afya, He, Kanash de Salak, Betiveri, Lisipayuin, Achihu, Betiveri, Amoran, Besipayuin, Hu Yosses. And Rabmana rejects it. He says, even so, the Pasuk is even like, as the Baisa teaches that he comes to read the Torah, it's like a man who moves from Tiveri to Sipayuin. While he's still in Tiveri, they say that he already dwells in Sipayuin.